it's necessary for us to go back 500 years from just this month in this year. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Sri Rupa Goswami in Prayag and Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, he gave them instructions which were among his most important instructions to all of his associates. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are like the pillars for the expansion of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya told them to go to Vrindavan and to reveal the holy places of Krishna's pastimes, to build temples, establish worship of the deities, to extract the essence of all the Vedas and write literatures to teach the world the glories of pure devotional service in Vrindavan, and to personally exemplify the lifestyle, the qualities of a Vaishnava. So when Srila Prabhupada established these communities in foreign lands even, he took those same principles. He said, establish a replica of Vrindavan. The seven major temples, Govardhan, Yamuna, cow protection, agriculture. And he wanted to be established at New Vrindavan what he called Rupanuga Vidyapit, which is a institution where people can get away from the cities to live in a holy place. As far as Prabhupada was concerned, when we reestablish Vrindavan in another place, it becomes Vrindavan. He said that about New Vrindavan, he said that about Gita Nagari. And there are so many histories of Srinivasacharya, King Birambir, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how they established replicas of Vrindavan in various places. To go to these holy places in holy with holy people, to deeply grasp this, the scriptures. In the Rupanuga Vidyapit, Srila Prabhupada wanted systematic, comprehensive, in-depth studies of his books. And interestingly, he called it the Rupanuga Vidyapit, because what is the whole, what is the means by which we can actually realize the content of these books, and what is the actual result when we understand the content of these books? We are Rupanuga. That means we're following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis not only to establish the literatures through writing, but to teach people how to live them by their example. Rupanuga Vidyapit means the place of learning how to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And this is what really is the essence of a Vaishnava. Vairagya Vidya Nitya Bhakti Yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught renunciation, knowledge, and true bhakti. Mahajano yena gatasa bandha. But we can only understand what is true bhakti by following in the footsteps of great souls. Rupanuga vidyapit. That means we understand in this holy place of learning how to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami by examining the qualities of his life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his principal associates in Jagannath Puri that what he spoke to Rupa Goswami is the deepest, most profound spiritual realizations. He said, because of his humility, I understood he is a proper candidate to receive it. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami with his own realizations, with his own love for Krishna. So in this very prominent episode of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the most important parts of all the Vedic literatures for us, Lord Chaitanya is establishing Rupa Goswami as the Acharya of our Sampradaya. That I have entrusted him with my teachings, and I've given him the full understanding of these teachings. Because of his humility, because of his Vaishnav qualities. So this is what Rupanuga Vidyapit means. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be, as far as our abilities, to be very learned in these scriptures. But we find in our Vaishnava traditions, even illiterate people become great acharyas. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was not a very literate person. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of all the great pundits and scholars and babas and swamis that were in the world, he chose Gaur Kishore Das Babaji as his guru. The greatest scholar chose a person who had very little literacy because he knew perfectly the scriptures in his heart through his realizations. And there are many examples like this. That Brahmin in Sri Rangam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw he was not very literate, but he was, with all humility and complete surrender, he was trying to please his guru. Lord Chaitanya said, you are the true knower of Bhagavad Gita. Even though he couldn't say any verse properly. Lord Chaitanya embraced him and gave, like he gave Rupa Goswami in a similar way, he embraced him and gave him all the realizations of the conclusions, the siddhantas of those knowledge. So if illiterate people can become pure Paramhamsa devotees, our scholarship, if however much we know, and we should try to learn as deeply as possible so that our intelligence is fixed and so that we can actually convince other people of all different types of states of mind within this world, clarify misconceptions. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschajadesha Tarine. On the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada came to the West. And especially came to teach people to rise above impersonalism, voidism, and understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotional service, unconditional, unmotivated, loving service to the Lord. That is Lord Chaitanya's mission. And that was Srila Prabhupada's message. So it is very important that in our scholarship we don't move from the foundational principle of our advancement, which means following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, being without ego, false ego. Sanatana Goswami was Rupa Goswami's guru. 500 years ago at this time in Varanasi, although he was truly a scholar, nobody in the world can match what he was even before he met Lord Chaitanya. He was such a scholar of so many scriptures, so brilliant. And he really did understand the conclusions. That's why he came to surrender to Lord Chaitanya. That's why he had such faith. He was willing to renounce his multi-million dollar estate, all his fame, all his prestige. He was willing to be put in prison and chains. He was willing to be a refugee. And that's when he came to Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi. And he said, people call me a scholar, but I'm such a fool that I believe them. Actually, I don't know who I am. I don't know why I'm suffering. I don't really know what the real purpose of life is or how to achieve it. And when these devotees are speaking to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're not trying to be, you know, showing something they're not. He was speaking from his heart. This is the humility of the six Goswamis. They actually feel this way. They know more than anything, and they feel that they don't know anything. This is just the natural quality of a Vaishnava. Today I was just reading a purport of Srila Prabhupada, and what he has done and what he has taught, such a historical manifestation of the highest, purest devotion, love, and compassion. And he was saying in this purport, I'm just trying to satisfy the order of my Guru Maharaj. I might not know so much, but whatever I can do, I'm trying. And now because I've tried, so many people are spreading this movement all over the world. He's not saying it in an artificial way, like sometimes all of us do. He was speaking from his heart. These are actually the qualities of great souls. And they live with real detachment, with real integrity, with a deep desire to serve, be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bharatur Padakamala Yor Dasa 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 Anudas. In this world, everyone wants to be great. And Lord Chaitanya is praying, I want to be Anu. I want to be Anu Das, the most tiny little servant. That's his ultimate aspiration. It very much contradicts the whole egoistic ways of material nature. So this is what Rupa Anuga means. To understand very, very comprehensively, as far as our intelligence is capable, what is Krishna Tattva? What is Jiva Tattva? What is Maya Tattva? What is bhakti tattva? What is rasa tattva? What are these profound truths? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained to the Goswamis that of all the Vedic literatures, there's essentially three subjects: sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. How to establish one's relationship with Krishna, madan mohan. How to act according to that relationship in every aspect of our lives with deep attachment, Govinda Dev. And how to love Krishna with pure unmotivated love, following in the footsteps of gopis, Gopinath. So all of our studies of the scriptures, all of our philosophies, all of our understandings of how material nature works, the three modes of nature, how time affects every living being and at every moment, and how time is Krishna himself as the supreme controller within the cosmic manifestation. How the jiva is part and parcel of Krishna, who is Sachidananda, who is eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss, whose inherent potential is to love Krishna in great anand ecstasy. But how, because we are part and parcel of Krishna and we have free will, we can choose to try to be the controller, the enjoyer, and the proprietor in so many subtle little ways. Even a sannyasi or a babaji or a sadhu who has no material possessions can be completely engrossed in trying to be the controller, enjoyer, and proprietor. What to speak of family people or brahmacharis. That propensity is so deep-seated in all of us. Renunciation, detachment is understanding what is the nature of the jiva. We're eternally the servant of Krishna. This is the basic foundation of all Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Jivera swarupoi Krishnera nityadas. We are eternally the servant of Krishna. In every aspect of our life, we never want to be the enjoyer. We never want to become God. We never want to enjoy supernatural powers. We simply want to please Krishna. That's the essence. And within our scriptures, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhusan, what to speak of Rupan Sanatan, Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. All of these great acharyas, and they are citing Madhvacharya, Ramanuja Acharya, they have taken this philosophy of bhakti in Vedanta in such incredible comprehensive detail, explaining from the perspective of an atomic particle and from the perspective of the entire cosmic manifestation, the greatness of Krishna and our eternal subordinate relationship with Krishna as the lover and beloved. To learn the beautiful sciences, technologies, philosophies that Srila Prabhupada has encapsulated within his books is truly a way of offering our gratitude to him. And he's written these books because it's of the highest blessing for us. Srila Prabhupada wrote his books in a very, very conscious way in which we can truly make true spiritual advancement. Sometimes unfortunate people think this Prabhupada just gave us basics and we want to jump to higher things. But the basics that Srila Prabhupada gave us actually give us real entrance into the highest things in and of themselves. Because if we really live by the principles Prabhupada teaches us, he's teaching us from the most basic to the highest. He's giving us everything. But he's giving it in such a way that we don't take it cheaply. He's giving it in such a way, if we follow carefully, we become genuine. And in that genuine character that we have, by having that faith and obedience to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kuto, then Krishna reveals the highest truths. Because ultimately, no matter how we study, realization only comes by Krishna's grace. Realization doesn't come just by our acts, just by our donations, just by our management, just by our success, just by the results of what we've done, or by our scholarship. Realization comes by the grace of Krishna. Rupa Goswami says pure devotional service is very rare. We can attain many things in this world, but pure devotional service is not attained. Pure devotional service is given. It's given by Krishna when he's pleased with us. I love to cite a particular instance within our scriptures that really always moved my heart, where Srinivasacharya's father, Chaitanya Das, is telling him about all these great acharyas, and he's describing Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and he's saying how he went to Ramkeli, and he saw they were so wealthy, they were so young, they were so beautiful, they were so popular, powerful, and so learned in all the scriptures. But yet, they were humble like blades of grass. And they were eager to offer all respects to everyone and serve everyone. That type of, it's almost a contradiction. When you have such opulence, usually it's impossible not to become proud, akinchana gocharam. Queen Kunti said that knowledge and beauty and fame and wealth are disqualifications because they make us proud. Real renunciation is akinchana gocharam. Nothing's mine. In that state, we can really take shelter of Krishna. Sharanagati. And when we truly take shelter of Krishna, Krishna bestows his grace upon us. And then we can actually understand. So, this is my little explanation of what Prabhupada meant by Rupanuga Vidyapit. It's a place of learning by following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Because we're all Rupanugas in our sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established anyone who is his follower is following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And this is the quality of Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada was given the name Bhakti Vedanta because he was truly a follower of Rupa Goswami. In one sense, this name Bhakti Vedanta says everything. When Lord Chaitanya told the six Goswamis, go to Vrindavan, reveal Vrindavan, establish temples, extract the essence of the scripture, and live those and live an example of pure devotional service. That's Bhaktivedanta. The conclusion, the summum bonum of all Vedas is bhakti. Pure devotional service. Prabhupada was awarded that name because of his knowledge and his qualities. Because he was true, a true, supremely evolved follower of Rupa Goswami. In the pranam mantras of his Guru Maharaj, we honor Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada as a true follower of Rupa Goswami. And that is Bhakti Vedanta. Rupa Goswami gave us that. And Srila Prabhupada, through his life, through his teachings, through his ISKCON movement, and especially in his books, is teaching us how to understand who I am, why I'm suffering, what is the goal of life, and how to achieve the goal of life. And Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to deeply study his books, share that knowledge with each other, exemplify that knowledge with each other, inspire our movement to become a very, very strong community, a very united community, where the only thing that anyone values is how they could serve. That's real knowledge. That's realization. And he wanted us, as far as possible, to be like lawyers with the law books, where we could go out and present, to know his book so well that we could present it, or we know where to find the answers. And all of you have been so fortunate, and please know what a rare fortune it truly is. I wish, because New Vrindavan never made a Rupa Nugavidyup. I was happy milking cows and doing deity worship. And I was working so many hours a day. Kind of like, we were all like Goswamis. There was no time to sleep. But what a blessing it could have been if I could have really... I was reading all of Prabhupada's books, sleeping maybe 3 hours a day at the most. And the only time I had for reading, because I was so busy with six offerings, six artis to the deities, often cooking for the deities, milking the cows, keeping everything clean. Nobody else there to help. But I would hear Prabhupada said, you must study my books. And I was hearing he wanted a Rupa Nugavidyapit, a place where people would deeply study Prabhupada's books. So I was thinking, I have to read Prabhupada's books, but when? There was literally no reading time in schedule. So between offerings and artis, as soon as I would ring the bell and complete the prayers, and then there would be, for the Rajbhog offering, there'd be about 40 minutes between the arti. For the others, there'd be about 10 minutes between, you know, when you finish the arti and you go off the altar. I mean, you finish the offering. And during those times, immediately I would just pick up the book from where I left off, and I couldn't sit down. Because when you only sleep 3 hours a day, if you sit down, maybe not you, but me, the tendency is to become sleepy. So I would walk fast. And I would just walk up and down the temple room. In the winter, it was so cold, below freezing, below 0 Celsius, inside the temple room. You can't wear shoes. So the floor would keep you awake. And I'd just walk back and forth reading, and I'd have to read out loud to really understand. And I read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad, like that. That was my Vidya pit. I didn't have Gauranga Darshan or Radhika Ballabha or any of these nice teachers explaining. I couldn't even go to Srimad Bhagavatam class because I was on the altar during the trip, but I would listen through the doors. Because the addressing the deities was during Srimad Bhagavatam class. And the only japa period was before Mangal Arti. So somehow or other, that's... But there was an enthusiasm to read. Can you imagine what I would have given to be in such a wonderful project as what you have done? Come together with devotees to scrutinize and go deeper and deeper into the study of Srila Prabhupada's books. It's an incredible opulence that's so rare and so precious and such a good fortune. Somehow or other, you have been given that good fortune. So my request is, be humbled by your good fortune. Understand its value. If you don't understand its value, you could become very egoistic that you know so much. But if you understand its value, then you'll be more humble than a blade of grass. Because when you offer a lamp to the sun, if you don't understand the value of the sun, you'll think, oh, just see what I'm, how great I am with this little lamp. But if you understand the greatness of the sun, you become very humble when you offer that little deep. So it is very important to be very humbled and extremely grateful and feel very blessed that you had this opportunity. But I'm going to end with this little message. When we're blessed with incredible good fortune, in order to assimilate it and actually make advancement with it, we have to take responsibility for what we've received. And that responsibility is to live by the teachings and to share them with others to the best of our capacity. Srila Prabhupada gave us his movement, he gave us his association, his devotees, his books. And he said, just receive what I have given you and share it with others. So you are all extremely fortunate. You've been given an opportunity rarely anyone has ever had in such a holy place with such incredibly wonderful sadhus. Now it is the responsibility to share what you've received through your acts, your thoughts, your words, your life. Very grateful to Gauranga Prabhu for putting so much of his divine energy into establishing this and facilitating it, to Sanat Kumar Prabhu, who has been a leader of Eco Village Govardhan since its very beginning, providing this wonderful opportunity for all of you. Gauranga Darshan Prabhu, and all of the teachers, administrators, organizers, special gratitude to Radhe Shyam Prabhu. It's quite extraordinary because he's senior to practically every teacher. He probably educated the people to become the devotees who educated the people who made the teachers devotees. He's like a param shiksha guru to almost everybody in the Bhaktivedanta Vidya. He's teaching so many more than anybody practically in history of India or ISKCON. He's been systematically training people who are systematically training people who are systematically training people. And yet, what is it, a 2-year course? And yet he's just come as a student. Just a humble student. He's just taking notes. And he deeply appreciates all of his teachers. Even though there's many are so junior to him in every single way. But still, he's learning from them. He's not just like formality. You know, you could go to 1 or 2 classes sometimes, but 2 years every day. He's really learning and appreciating because he just doesn't see senior or junior. He's seeing that these people are repeating Srila Prabhupada, so they are repeating our Guru Parampara. So they are supremely exalted. And he's just, his being a student, in my own estimation, is one of the great lessons of the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeet. As you're studying, you're seeing somebody who knows more than the teachers, humbly learning from them. That's Rupa Anuga. That's following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. So, thank you, Radhe Shyam Prabhu. But I almost don't want to give you your certificate because after you leave, the college will not be the same. But it will be. It will be better, actually, because it will be one of the great legendary historical trademarks of the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth is that he was a student here. So I want to congratulate each and every one of you. Thank you very much. And Gauranga Darshan Prabhu told me to speak a few words. And I spoke a few more. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Each one of you can come and accept the certificate from Maharaj. His Grace Radhe Shyam Prabhu. Gauranga Bihari Prabhu. Akshar Gauranga Prabhu can be ready. Akshar Gauranga. Next, Yugal Kirtan Prabhu.
Who did you say?
This is Akshar Gauranga Prabhu.
Why, he has two names.
This is the legal name. This is
That's initial. For everyone you do?
Everyone.
Hari Hari.
Yugal Kirtan Prabhu. Madhu Madhav Prabhu. Madhav Gaur Prabhu. Madhav Gaur Prabhu. Then Ajit Mukund Prabhu. Hari Madhav Prabhu. Braj Govind Prabhu. Madhav Murari Prabhu. Varad Gopal Prabhu. Varad Gopal Prabhu. Hemarup Chaitanya Prabhu. Amritesh Prabhu. Anandanimaya Prabhu. Abhimanyu Pran Prabhu. Abhimanyu. Pran Gopinath Prabhu. Bindu Madhav Prabhu. Gadadhar Gaur Prabhu. Jagannath Yatra Prabhu. Anadiram Prabhu. Makanlal Charan Prabhu. Sri Sachidulal Prabhu. Achyut Nityanand Prabhu.
Certificates have been waiting in Gauranga Darshan Prabhu's locker for more than 6 months. But they were waiting for His Holiness Rayana Swami Maharaj to come for this meeting today. So we all could receive from His Divine Hands. Maharaj is himself walking, talking Srimad Bhagavatam. And in today's presentation, he taught some of the very vital lessons for us. And I'll request Maharaj to bless all of us that whatever you taught us today in your talk, we will imbibe it very deeply within the core of our hearts and live it through our lives, Maharaj. And the knowledge we are receiving from the Vidyapitam, may it translate into practical realization in such a way that our actions will be pleasing to you. Thank you, Maharaj. Srila Rana Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.